The Dose of Fat Podcast, show number 135 for Friday, May 18th, 2018. Fat Podcast presents the 2018 Nomies Award Show with the host of the 2018 Nomies, Leia Schneeberger.
Back in the fat, and that's the fact, Jack. Of course there wouldn't be a Nomie Award if it weren't for Tio Gomez.
Ah, muchísimas gracias, Leia. I'm in the control room wearing just a paisley velvet tuxedo to celebrate the night where we present the Nomies. Joining us in the Midwest Family Marketing Recording Suite is two-time, two-and-a-half-time, two-and-three-quarter-time Bugsley World Champion, Mr. Spinner Ryerson!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Got Welcome it. To the Nomies.
That was loud, man.
That was loud.
The Nomies haven't actually been done since 2015, so
it's tridecadal.
It's going to make it super spectacular. You just wait. Stuff is going to happen. You're going to be like, oh, wow.
Oh, no. Yes. So what the frig are the Nomies?
The Nomies are the FatBike.com Editor's Choice Awards.
Mr. Fun knows all the editing.
We do have two secret people that I consulted on every decision.
We talked about this. Imaginary gnomes.
Little gnome and big gnome.
But no, all the nominations came out of the Bike Black Ribbon Society and the Bike Black Ribbon Test Pilots and all of our podcast people. And, you know, y'all had a voice.
Like thousands of people.
Not the final voice.
I don't know if my wooden surly Pugsy made it into the final.
I could tell which ones you put in there. You know, all anonymous.
Yeah.
So, and the one thing that we wanted to mention here is we have a special guest in the studio. He's actually filling the shoes of a platoon of people who are just too busy to come here and have fun with us.
There's a lot of Madison locals that bitched out, and we had one show up, and we're going to make fun of the rest of the guys. But we have...
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Brett Stepanek.
Yeah. What up?
See?
He's a carefree, bike-riding son of a bitch.
He's going to be back later to present the nominees and the award for some sort of fantastic tire product.
I hope that he gets to tell at least one story, because there's a shit ton of weird stuff that this guy has done. Sorry. So here to present the nominees. I said it right. The nominees. An award for Nomi for Best Ferris Fat Bike is an original Weekly Dose of Fat cast member. When they recorded the show and got drunk at 10 in the morning, we do it at like 5 p.m. now, the one and only Colin Ford.
Hey there, I'm Colin. And yes, I used to get drunk with these fuckers at 10 a.m. and talk about fat bikes on the air. I'm here to present the award for Best Ferris Fat Bike. You know, that means a bike made of steel. Stuff you used to build swords out of. Stuff generally most of you, your first bike was a steel bike. Feels like a bike, rides like a bike. You know what it is. I used to be the color guy here at fatbike.com. Position now taken over by the one and only Spinner. The first dude I saw absolutely destroy a surly Pugsley. Riding over a log pile. Crazy fucker. It was a good time. You know, steel bikes bring people together. You're bringing pieces of metal together. You know, regular old tubes. Hand bending them, making crazy stuff. You know, it's generally what people think of as the ultimate kind of art for bikes. Well, anyways, enough of that mushy stuff. The nominees for Best Ferris Fat Bike of 2017 are the Surly Wednesday, the Oddity Cycles Crunker, Paul component build, and the RetroTech North American hand-built bicycle show, Fatty, Paul Component Build. And the winner is... Oddity Cycles, Krunker. Congratulations, Burnsy. Enjoy the award. Thanks for bringing it back to Colorado.
Yeah. Right now.
Yeah, dude.
We started at 5.
Thanks, Colin. You're the best, man. I remember those shows. So much fun. Sitting sometimes. We used to do it from, like, Colin's kitchen table. There's a lot of beer bottles.
Did we do it naked in your hot tub once?
Are you talking to me?
Did we do it? No, did we do a show? I never seen Colin naked in your hot tub.
I do.
And we weren't
well,
alone.
See, yeah, that was. I remember that story. Save us, Leo.
Okay, is it my turn now?
Yes, please.
You guys are nasty. Bunch of big old fat bikers in the hot tub getting all sorts of hot.
Don't act like you're not jealous.
Yeah. Well, our next presenter needs no introduction. He's the CEO of Fat Bike Films, and there's a very good chance that he's your friend on Facebook. The kind of gentleman of fat bike fun, Mr. Park Markerson.
You keep on putting Mr.
Mark Peterson.
Mr. Mark Peterson.
Schleya Nieberger, thank you.
I have a lot of bicycles, but I love my fat bike the most. It is by far the funnest bike I have. The nominees for best non-ferrous fat bike are the Fatback Corvus FLT, the Salsa Bear Grease, and the Rocky Mountain Suzy Q. And the Nomi Go 2, the Corvus FLT from Fatback. Greg Matthias couldn't be here this evening. He's touring the Lost Coast right now, so we'll share this with him when he returns.
Thanks, Mark. That was awesome. So, now let's ask Brett a probing question. Mid-ride snack, favorite one. Go.
Oh, are we talking on these giant bike races? Or are we talking like leaving my house?
Well, the giant bike races would have to be your mid-ride snack. Would be like a Wednesday. So let's say an average, just your average leave from the house, not when you're gonna ride your bike to Minnesota, go race a 300-mile race, and then ride back. Like, let's just take
pickles and Cheetos.
Pickles and Cheetos.
Pickles and Cheetos.
Interesting. No,
the salt and the potassium from the pickles, and just the
orange crunch.
The space food of the Cheetos. You know those things are gonna save cancer, right?
So, could you substitute like generic cheese balls?
Too much air.
Yeah,
you need that MSG from.
He wants the Cheetos. You don't want that puffy. So you don't want
cheese. You don't
cheese
do the puffs. Cheese puffs. It's got
to
be Cheetos.
It's got to be the crunch.
Yeah.
A little more dense.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Is there thought put into this, or you're just like
fat, sugar, and salt?
Fat, sugar, salt. Don't care what.
Yep. Fat first, sugar second, salt on everything.
So that's what
do
I
do. You wear open gloves so that you can lick your fingers afterwards?
Yeah, totally.
The best part.
Yep.
Such a weird question. I thought I was a weird one. But anyway, so when I put like a feed bag and I put peanut butter, M&Ms, and beef jerky, everything's unwrapped. And because I don't want to open anything on the trail and I don't want to leave any wrappers on the trail. So like those, if you're out there racing and you're leaving goo packets on the trail.
I will hunt you down.
And run you the fuck over.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do the peanut butter too, but it's in the hammer bar.
Wait a minute. Dun, 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 dun. What do you eat, Leah?
Ding, ding, ding.
Hammer bar, peanut butter, bars, tons of protein, all sorts of sugar. You can taste the chocolate. You can taste the peanut butter. Oh, my God. And you can get 15% off if you go to hammernutrition.com and enter code 291711.
If you're ever chasing Leah, that's her tramp stamp. That save 50% code.
If you want to catch,
if you
start
can catch
eating
her,
hammer.
If you can catch Leah, you get 50%
off.
While we're doing the plugs, I guess we should mention that tonight's beer and liquor is from The Cooler in Cambridge, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it.
I get drunk there sometimes.
And my favorite mid-ride snack is unsweetened applesauce in those little kids' pouch things. It's like a half an apple.
They're made by gnomes. So you just like throw some apples in a
just a pinch
paper
of them.
Just a pinch?
As opposed to the 10% artificial ingredients in Brett's mixture.
If you know a gnome, can you get 15% off? That's all it comes with.
291-711 15%
HammerNutrition.com. Oh, yeah.
HammerNutrition.com.
Here to present the award for the best fat bike suspension fork is the star of the Dose of Fat podcast, the lithe, the young, the fast, the intelligent, the articulate, Ms. Leia Schneeberger.
The nominees for the best fat bike suspension fork are the Ren Inverted, the RockShox Bluto, and the Manitou Mastodon. And the Nomi goes to. Thanks for the envelope. Appreciate that. Give me that envelope, Gomez. The Ren Inverted Suspension Fork.
Ooh. Hiya.
Hey, this is Kevin Ren at Ren Sports. We want to say thanks to the editors at Fatbike.com for giving Ren Sports the this year's Nomi for Best Fat Bike Suspension Fork. We've worked really hard to create a superior fat bike fork, and we continue to work equally hard to back that fork up with world-class customer service. We take great pride in competing against suspension companies with much larger budgets than Ren Sports, and while we don't have the same marketing budgets as those companies, we do have a passion to make superior products. We love to engage with our customers and provide a level of personal contact that the large companies simply cannot. We're excited to receive our first Nomi from Fatbike.com and would like to say thanks to all of our customers and to the editors of Fatbike.com for their outstanding choice. Thanks.
So, forks or chopsticks when you get Chinese food, guys?
Chopsticks for 6 bites, and I get sick of it.
Give me a trough and a shovel. Faster the better.
Sucking
I do everything
fried rice.
Fast.
If my food doesn't have a shoulder strap and a kickstand,
not eating it.
Yeah.
There's not enough artificial ingredients in Chinese food.
Yeah. I don't think you have to refrigerate it either. You just leave
fork
it on the counter for a week.
Ambidextrous forkage.
I'm kind of like Spinner. I do the chopsticks until I really want to, you know, get the last bits. And then, I don't know, then I would just turn up the...
Yeah.
You guys got a lot of patience.
We do.
So we're gonna let Spinner tell us about how he feels about
suspension back category. I'd like to say congratulations to the Ren Inverted suspension fork, and then I'd like to follow it up by saying suspension on the fat bike is fucking bullshit.
Tell us how you really feel. Okay, we're in the Midwest. You don't need suspension on your fork.
You don't need
maybe
a suspension.
Maybe in Colorado when you're doing drops. I'll tell you what, George Kapitz tried to do a drop, I don't know, it was like 2 feet.
George can't ride.
He didn't have any suspension on his fork, and he cracked the entire frame on the landing.
That was not 2 feet. That was more like 7 feet,
okay,
dude.
Maybe
I saw the video.
Was it 7 feet?
And I've been on that spot.
Because I've over-exaggerated before to 7 feet when it was only 2 feet. So.
Yeah.
Did you see that arrow? It was like 6 feet.
The last time I jumped shit with George, we got kicked out of the telemark.
Because it was the table?
Yeah. That was the run. Yeah. But I'm just saying that
so
if
in
you have
that
a
case,
fat bike,
you might want some suspension.
Let's say you have a 4-inch tire. How much suspension is in that tire?
78 millimeters.
Yes. See, Gomez is full of bullshit
as well.
So normally
you don't.
So, no,
who's
going to
question that?
Yeah, you metric motherfucker. What is that fucking, I don't know. But, I mean, is a suspension fork really going to do that much? And is it worth the 6
if you're doing
pounds?
A 7-foot drop.
Oh.
But if you're just riding snow in the Midwest, no.
Yeah, if you're riding
it's
snow.
It's just an extra piece of wear that can, where something can go wrong. Why
is somebody doing Red Bull Rampage on a fat bike? I don't think so. I'm just saying.
I think Brett.
There's guys doing a 24-hour Wausau
on a
fat bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
crazy
Ron needs
fuckers.
Suspension there. Like, this, again, yeah, that tire is going
to
eat
all
a lot.
Rocks. It's like a
you need to pay for that spring in your fork that your tire just won't eat?
They just, you know, they It hurts.
I'm a narrow-minded son of a bitch. So I just want to hear. I want to hear the argument the other way.
And that's why you're not, you know, in that trusted three.
That's why I don't get the script until I show up.
I'm all about rigid, too.
Yeah!
See, that's one of the reasons I love fat bikes is because it is a rigid bike. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to each their own. I'm not going to be the guy, spinner, that says...
I'm not going to say you're wrong for riding suspension. I'm going to say you're not my friend.
Just not.
No, I'm kidding.
There is a class system in fat bikes.
Yeah. Your side of the tracks. You ride whatever you want and get your tubas and your suspension. No, I know guys that ride it. And I've seen them ride it. So, yeah, I went out last year with a guy that rode Moab on a fat bike and it was a full suspension. Where it makes sense if you're going to ride a fat bike out there, just saying that probably most people wouldn't be the first choice to be a fat bike in that kind of condition.
Are we going to kick him off the show or what?
I don't know. I'm terrible for sponsors. How many sponsors do we have with Fat Bike Forks? I mean, except for the Bluto. That is amazing.
None.
My fave.
And
free game.
Jeez, we're already at our first break.
Already?
So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands, Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also, so you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension, we have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
For our fat bike tire categories, we've tapped into our local scene. For our trio presenters, which is
just one person.
Just one guy, because we have two bitches that we're going to make fun of later. The second most famous, Brett from Wisconsin. We have Brett Stepanek, the only person to complete the Ultra Triple Crown on a single speed.
Actually, the only male to finish. Oh, there we go. The only male to finish the Ultra Triple Crown on a single speed.
So you got chicked in the single speed in the Ultra Triple Crown?
2015, Alice Drobna, she did her Triple Crown that year, and yeah, she is about just a click over two days quicker than I am.
Oh, wow. So, on a single speed, and the Triple Crown is Tour Divide, AZT.
Colorado Trail Race.
Okay.
But first is AZT, world's longest single track mountain bike race. Second is the Tour Divide, the world's longest mountain bike race. Two Canadian provinces, five U.S. states, and the third is the Colorado Trail Race in Colorado. And on odd years, it goes from Durango to Denver, and even years, it goes from Denver to Durango.
Okay.
So it's those three races, in one calendar summer, so back-to-back.
What was the span that you did it in?
41 days.
Roughly. 41 days.
Roughly.
All three of those.
All three added up roughly is about 41 days.
Okay. She did the same thing?
She did about 39 days.
She beat you.
She did beat me.
By 2 days?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a poster of this young lady on your wall?
In front of your trainer?
No. But Alice she's badass as hell. She's awesome. She was awesome to ride with. I rode with her in 2015, and she was, was confident, collected, just like... Always with her head down, made fun of me for carrying a film camera. Like she was,
like we all do. Just kidding. So, can you get posters of this
girl? Just a question: is she tall? Like, what is her leverage? Like on her,
she just grinded. Alice was always on top of her gear. Just getting it. I mean, she was at 140, 150 miles a day, and always just focused.
And on a single speed.
On a single speed.
Okay.
She did suspension fork. I did fully rigid.
Oh, then you win.
Okay. And that's why we have invited Brett to the show. That he's just completely qualified to give the award for fat bike tires.
Yeah, but tune in next time for the rest of Brett's crazy.
Oh yeah, Brett's going to come back because he's amazing. Mm-hmm.
So this is where
Flattery we're will lucky get he's alive.
We'll talk. That'll be part of the next story, why he's still alive and didn't, you know, suffocate from guacamole. But are we into the?
Okay. I guess I'm the nominees for best fat bike tire in 4-inch are the 45 North Valhalla, the Surly Nate, and the Terrain Cake Eater. And then the Nomi goes to the Terrain Cake Eater.
Oh, yes. The new Terrain Cake Eater. The brand new. Yes. How long has that been out?
Fairly. It's a 2017 release.
Okay. Nice.
And
then we'll skip up to the nominees for the best fat bike tire 5-inch are the Surly Bud and Lou.
Oh.
The Maxxis Colossus and the 45 North 4.8 Husker Du.
There you go.
And the Nomi goes to
Surly Bud and Lou.
Wow.
So we had a...
Man, we had like a wardrobe malfunction going on, and Leia just like smooth.
To the rescue, yes. Man.
Like
what?
Smooth agent. As a gravel road. Nice.
So the nominees for the best fat bike tire studded are the 45 North Wrathchild, the Terrain Cake Eater, and the Bontrager Narwhal. All right, here's the winner. The DT Swiss BR710. Am I on the wrong fucking page?
She's on the
we
wrong
have a lot
page.
Of...
I am not.
Yeah. She's on the wrong
You've been tearing
page.
Your page.
I am not. I got it right, baby.
Nope. The cake eater. But this was wrong earlier, so...
No, look.
No, you're wrong.
No, what? Dude, no.
No, that's not even in the category. You're a page out. So
no.
This is page...
Where am I?
Yeah. So the cake eater.
The
won.
Cake eater wins again. How can that be?
It's a studded and a non-studded. Yeah.
This is what happens when you start ripping up your script.
Just like in the Oscars, you had a little issue, but the winner is the Terrain Cake Eater again.
Ooh!
Here to accept for Terrain is our amigo Ryan Krueger, one of the Krueger brothers.
Hey, FatBike.com. This is Ryan from Terrain Tires. Wow, what an honor it is to receive our very first Nomi. We know that the editors at FatBike.com see and test a ton of different tires. We can only imagine that there was some very stiff competition out there this year, and for us, as a relatively new tire company, Nomi validation means a lot. From all of us at Terrain, we just want to say thank you. We hope that you all follow along with us and keep an eye out for some new fat tire additions that we will be announcing later this year that might be Nome-worthy as well. So, cheers, and we'll see you out there.
If that happens. We jump into the next
section. Next up.
Next up, we have best fat bike rim in both wide and also in wider.
So, we're sending to Spinner wide and Gomez wider to introduce the nominees.
Let's talk about Spinner's booty.
That's plenty wide. A lot of power back there.
So this is where we want our listener to imagine the three of us dressed in formal wear.
And
we're standing at the podium with polar bears on gold chains and a 50-foot-tall chrome gnome behind us gleaming in the stage lights. And Leia, who are you wearing today?
Well, I'm definitely in my tight, tight hammer kit with my suede blue 3-inch pumps.
Yeah. If you were a Snapchat friend of mine, you've seen Leia's blue suede pumps.
So, did that just happen?
That didn't happen a while ago.
He's going to check his
you
Snapchat right
your,
now.
No, Gomez was wearing his earphones on his eyes. This was before the show got going.
That's what I was doing.
Yes, you were doing that. So, yes. Yeah.
What are you?
Who are you wearing? Valentini?
Yes, maybe.
Kohl's.
Usually the Plateki Momentum bikes, tuxedo. That's, I don't know.
I got my Paisley velvet tux at the thrift store.
That was your graduation outfit, your wedding tuxedo, and it'll be your funeral suit? Is that what
we... I mean, it just screams, bury me.
Hey, good things never die.
And Brett's wearing clothes.
Yeah.
If you Manger's here, not being wearing a shirt.
I wouldn't have allowed him in the door if he didn't have a he wouldn't have been allowed in with a shirt on.
I saw him last weekend with a shirt on. I'm like, who are you? I don't even know you anymore.
He needs like a shirt on passport.
He does.
See what you miss, Tyler, when you're not here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We miss you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have to drown our sorrows in the nominees for the best fat bike rim wide.
And we already know the winner.
Maybe.
Spoiler alert!
Maybe. The first nominee is going to be read by our friend Spinner Ryerson.
The Sun Mulefoot 80mm.
The Reynolds Dean 80mm.
And the DT Swiss BR 710.
Oh, this is me. I get to tear my something open. Like... And the Nomi goes winner, to...
The DT Swiss BR 710!
Ah! Ah! Surprise!
There was ever aluminum rim. Oh, so nice.
The aluminum rim. Is that tubeless ready?
I think it may. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Was that not a category? Is that not a qualification they snuck in? Hey, nobody checked the tubelessness?
Hey, man. Nobody told me there'd be a pop quiz.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm usually not smart enough to ask these questions. So, the nominees for best fat bike rim wider. Can you tell I'm reading? Are
the Surly Clown Shoe,
the Nexty 100s,
and the Head Mid Fat Deal.
Can I get a rip? And the Nomi goes to
the Head Big Fat Rims.
Woohoo!
This is the second time that Head has won Nomi for the best fat bike rim wider.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's
talk about
tunes.
What kind of music do you like to listen to when you're on the Smooth Jazz Express, like in your when you really want a hammer? What is it? Is it Journey?
Tommy used to work on it.
Oh,
we're not doing that,
dude. Oh, I queued him up. I
turned
that
it up. That was Bon Jovi. That wasn't Journey.
I know. I can't hear some. There are certain really bad hair metal songs that
there's no bad hair metal. How dare you?
I can't hear certain of those songs without thinking of my friend Spinner Ryerson.
Yeah. I do that. What do you guys listen to?
Cause I love you, baby.
That's not
Adele.
We all
love Frank, don't we?
You were busting out to Adele when we got in here, right?
Yeah, but that I wasn't spinning. You have to do your little sponsor alert.
Sponsor alert.
Sponsor
here we
alert.
Go. We're talking about hammer music, and it come down to what?
Now I use my. WRIS, the Resistance app, to listen to alternative music while I spin all day long.
Oh, wow.
Like, I like the Ex-Ambassadors, the Killers.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys.
This is the first time she's plugged in her own studio that we've been doing this in for a year.
I know.
Plug.
Well worth it.
For my company.
Mm-hmm. So.
They'll take good care of us and provide us with such swank surroundings that, you know... I basically am never taking this Paisley Tux off.
It's your key card.
Or my blue suede shoes.
Because nobody could tell who you were without it.
They did let me in today. I was in here for like 20 minutes before.
You look harmless. A harmless homo.
What's that
harmless homeless man.
Nice.
Let him
nice.
In for a burger.
I thought I trimmed my beard back from homeless to just hillbilly.
But it's in both. I mean, you fit in both camps.
I'm Mushroom Row.
And Brad, I assume you listen to like Neil deGrasse Tyson podcasts or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's Bill Nye the Science Guy, like on repeat. No, like mid ride. It's either got to be like just grungy stoner metal, like High on Fire, like Black Cobra, or just I really love just blaring punk rock, just like Minor Threat, TSOL, The Germs, Circle Jerks, just like anything that'll just make me just want to forget what it feels like to be out there after 22 hours of being awake.
Or 6 days. I mean,
6 days.
Because, yeah, you assume you have to have a lot of music because...
There's a lot of stuff on repeat, but whenever I do get into a Wi-Fi, like, or into like an LTE or whatever, I try to dive in for a quick hot minute because whatever's on my phone gets pretty boring after a while. But it's, yeah, when you're out there, like, anything to just make your eyes just stay open.
Hmm. All right, my choice is just, I'll just use three words, Fugazi. Okay. And now, ladies and gentle persons, it's our pleasure to introduce the musical director. See how we segued from music to, like, our music?
The tunes.
We, like, ripped that right.
Hey, guys.
So it's our pleasure to introduce our musical director and the minstrel of the dark, Mr. Chris Dahey.
Why, thank you, Gomez. I sure hope those saddle sores heal up nicely for you. The nominees for Best Fat Bike Accessory are the Revelate Designs Feed Bags, the Portland Design Works Dave's Mud Shovel, and the King Cage Many Thing Cage. And the winner is... the Feed Bags from Revelate Designs. Dun, dun, dun. Eric Parsons is up in Alaska, so I'm keeping his Nomi for my garden.
Ah, this is where Leia gets to talk in her own voice.
Oh.
So that brings us to the Nomi race categories.
The categories?
Categories.
Categories?
Scategories?
She's holding her hands up like Jesus. Or maybe Moses.
We got about.
I don't
want to
talk about winter racing. I'm done with winter. The sun's out. It's 80 degrees.
Oh, come on.
Hell to winter.
But it was a season of glory for you.
It was. It was a great winter. Winter. Wait a minute. And none of the races I was in is even on here. Oh, there's the fat bike, Berkey. All right.
I believe you were in that one.
Yeah, you didn't win that one.
I was in that one.
You were in that one.
I was in that one.
You didn't win that one.
Asshole.
You didn't win the drinking later either.
A way to spill the beans on one of the nominees there.
Oh,
yeah. Oh wait. No, this isn't.
Your friends won. Aren't you happy for your
friends? I don't even get to announce the nominees, but here to present the nominees for the best winter race is Bike Black Ribbon Test Pilot and Executive Director of the Black Ribbon Radio Hour, Lieutenant Evan Larson.
Hello! I will never forget my first winter race event. I say event because that's exactly what it was. It's something I'll remember for all time. I can still recall how nervous I was when I pulled into the parking lot for the Sweaty Yeti. Clammy hands, tight chest, surrounded by all these other fat bikers that were prepping for the start. I mean, serious business. Opening beers one after the other. Food was available to anyone who was hungry. People were smiling, enjoying each other's company. I could hear children's laughter and church bells in the distance. Spinner's dog, Vivian, came running up to me just to say hi. And the moment that Vivian started talking to me, I realized I've taken way too many mushrooms, but it was too late to go back. I was already in it, and it'll be hours before I come down. The nominees for the best winter race are the world's in Crested Butte, Colorado, the Trio Worlds in Talkeetna, Alaska, the Fat Bike Berkey in Wisconsin, and the Nomi goes to the Talkeetna Trio. Greg is still out riding his bike, and besides, this is a freaking podcast, foos.
Thanks, Evan. Our last award is for the best fat bike race series, and here's share the final award of the evening is Sam Squanch.
The nominees for the best winter race series are the Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series, the Leadville Fat Bike Race Series, and the Huge Ass Fat Bike Race Series. Oh, giant Sam Squatch size envelope. And the nominee goes to the Huge Ass Fat Bike Race Series.
Congrats, Amelia!
Wow, super cool, amazing. Well, thank you to everyone who participated in Huge Ass this last year, or any of the other years. We really love putting these things on and have a ton of fun out there. So thank you to all of our racers, and huge shout out to all of the amazing staff and support at Wheel and Sprocket, our bicycle shop. We truly believe that bikes bring people together, and when you ride out in the snow in cool new places, it really get to some nice new friends. So if you haven't checked out a Huge Ass, come on down. Everybody's welcome. Thank you to all the fatbike.com people. You guys are awesome. And yeah, we look forward to next winter already. Thanks, dudes.
I think we've all been to one of those races, right? So there's probably
One of us that's won them all.
Oh, there's one of us that's won them all. That would probably be Leia.
Probably.
Not me.
You know what?
I bet you did not have the most fun.
Do you guys notice how much I sound like Sam Squatch?
Like this much.
Those races were great. And I got to hand it to Amelia. The prize at the end was a Trek Travels.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep. Where are you going?
I already went. I literally got the prize on Saturday and then called on Sunday and booked a trip for that Wednesday down to South Carolina, Greenville.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. Like 4 days. Got out of the cornfields for a couple days, right? Into the heat. Oh, my gosh. It was beautiful.
Riding in cornfields? What's down there?
Cornfields. There's trees. Green. There's flowers. Okay. There's hills. There's mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I went up this hill, this mountain one day called Devils.
Did you ride rigid?
Yes. On my road bike.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because I was only an hour from Asheville.
So it's not even, I was going to say,
no,
is that,
it wasn't even
a road bike trip?
It was a road bike trip.
Oh, get away from me.
I know. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so close to the Pisgah.
I know. Don't they have one in the Pisgah?
No, but they do have Trek Travels mountain bike trips, but they're like five times as expensive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they weren't going to let me go.
We started out by saying, hey, thanks, Amelia. That award was like just what I wanted, and now we've just trashed it.
But it was awesome.
Welcome to the Dose of Gnomies.
Congratulations on your road run.
We'd like to thank all of our listeners and our sponsors, like HugeAss.com, for making this magic happen. Good night and good gnomes.
And maybe a special thanks to Brett for putting up with our shenanigans and shutting the fuck up so much.
That's impressive. I've never seen him shut up so much.
I just took notes.
Next time, he'll cut loose.
The Gnomies are brought to you by the smooth, creamy taste of Rumjada.
Rumjada
is a sweet buzz.
Good night!
I'm Bruce the Fire, the top of the cartoon with huge skin.